High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us right now is Rafi Elbow. He's the founder of Faces Behind Masks. Hello, Rafi.
Hello. Hi, Kathy. It was very heartwarming for me to hear what you just said about what I did.
You know what?
It's great to hear that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Rafi, people don't just come up with ideas like this. So what's your story? What's your backstory? How did you come up with this idea? And then you can tell us what the idea is.
In the last, let's say, I live in Tel Aviv, Israel, and I work all over the world. I literally, let's say, live on planes.
Yes.
In the last 6-7 years, I've been to like more than 86 countries. I love creativity, technology, and digital printing. That's the three areas that I'm usually, you know, affected by in my work, in my creations, etc. And with all this pandemic that is happening, and all the no flights, lockdown, I was locked down in Israel, so I had a lot of not wasted energy. So
yes.
I'm at home, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, I see a post on my Facebook feed, and the post basically was it was a student, like 29-year-old guy from Israel, and he was like sharing something that happened during the Ebola, okay,
yes,
in the early 2000s.
Yes.
So there were like sporadic cases there, where like medical doctors, when they were like very like all like alien looking as well, even more than COVID-19. So they were going to the field somewhere in Africa with, with a home printer, their face just sticked on their gowns. Okay. But that was happening like very sporadic, like for half an hour, because like 1 hour later, it's contaminated. You have to throw it away. So he's sharing, why can't we do this also now? And I'm reading this post like at 2 a.m. in the morning in my bed. Usually in normal times, I would just like the post and go back to sleep. So because of all my energies, you know, I'm not flying, I'm at home. So I said, wow, this is an amazing idea. I can make it happen globally. And to make a long story short, after 5 weeks sleeping 3 hours a day on average, because I also have a day job.
Yes. Which is what?
We made it happen. I'm the global creative director of one of the largest packaging companies in the world. It's called CCL Industries.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
A top personality, clearly. So tell us, what actually is this Smiling Faces?
The idea is, it's like, it's very simple, but at the same time, very, very powerful. This is what affected me. So the idea is that with the pandemic, with this specific pandemic, the medical teams have to be protected, and you don't see their faces. And
yeah,
in some of the departments, especially in the COVID-19, they look like aliens from a science fiction horror film, you know?
Sure.
Like, and also the main, let's say the main target of the, let's say the highest risk patients, as we all know, are the elderly people. So imagine yourself an elderly person, your family
sure
is not allowed, you're alone in a hospital, and all day long, like alien looking people that you don't even see their faces are probing you, you know? That's really, really weird, emotional, weird experience, right? It's not like they're suffering only from, it's like the emotional, psychological effect is really, really strange. So the idea is, why we don't take a photo of the medical team members, the doctor, the nurse, smiling. We print it with digital printing, the digital printing technology. We just print it on a sticker, A5 size, and we give for free 100, 200 sets of stickers with your face for free to every doctor and nurse in a hospital all over the world.
Amazing.
That's the idea.
Are you in South Africa? Do you do this in South Africa yet?
Yes, we just started last week. There was one digital printing company that joined the initiative, and they already started printing stickers to, I think, a few medical team members in the area of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yes, other people will hear this interview in South Africa, and if they know digital printing companies in South Africa, please visit behindmask.org and register as a digital printing donating partner, and they can choose which hospitals in South Africa, in their community, they want to help, because what we have built a platform, a fully automated platform that within seconds enables every digital printer around the world that has a digital printing equipment, it doesn't really matter which kind of printers they have, they can log in our
Amazing.
System. The system then creates an automatically interface, a
Brilliant.
Web-to-print interface that every doctor in South Africa, for example, can just log in from a website, from a phone, upload their photo, and automatically the system creates a PDF file
Amazing.
Ready for printing
Easy.
And sending to the printer, and they get it.
Rafi.
Thank you.
we're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there. And I just wanted to say, this is the most remarkable thing about COVID-19 is that in all the darkness, it produces a somebody like you. So thank you for what you've done and continue doing what you're doing.